Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another weekend review. And this movie came out last week, Tuesday, I think. I actually don't even remember setting up the reminder to put this in my queue. So I went back and watched the trailer, and it wasn't, you know, that big of a deal. And then I read the description, and that sounded pretty standard, too. So I was like, why did I put this in here? But, you know, then I went back and I read the synopsis again, and I was like, well, if this is done correctly, this has the potential to be pretty good. It's called Coming Home in the Dark, and it's an Australian movie. So there's no one in here that I recognize, and you guys know I don't do any research. So did my curiosity pay off with this one? Well, what is this about? We have a family of four, a wife and a husband and two sons, going on this little weekend excursion in the country mountainside, right? And everything is cool, and they're having a nice time when these two men come across their picnic area. And they're there to rob them, but it was civil. And, you know, they made them lay down on a blanket as they were about to leave when someone says something. Then Mandrake... Clearly, Mandrake is, you know, the leader of this robbing duo. He stops and asks what was said. And it was the father's nickname. And you can see that triggered him, and then he didn't leave. In fact, you could tell he was kind of agitated. So another car comes along, and he tells everyone to get up and pretend like everything is cool. They follow his instructions, but as that car leaves, Mandrake says, "You will look back on this moment and wish you would have done something." And that's where I'm going to stop. From there, Mandrake takes a very surprising action, which sets everything in motion. What was a right place at the wrong time type situation turned into a day slash night of horror. While stumbling upon them by chance, the actions taken are not just at random. As the story continues, the layers are peeled back and we find out why Mandrake and his colleague have an issue with someone in the family. So what did the critics think? Well, they came in at a 92% on the Rotten scale, and that's just on 61 reviews, and the audience at a 58% with less than 50 reviews, which I don't think I've ever done a movie where the number of critics outnumber the audience. But anyway, what did I think? Well, first, let's get to the positives. It's only 90 minutes, and they waste no time, you know, getting to the point. That definitely caught me off guard with what Mandrake does very early on in this tale. I was expecting a drawn-out situation, and they put me on notice right away. This will not play out how I think it will. Which, you know, which is cool with me because, you know, he put me on at the edge of my seat. And that's where I stayed for the duration of the runtime. I was literally, like, sitting there like, okay, where are we going? What's happening here? A lot of great performances. The acting all around was solid. I thought maybe the father was a little shaky at times, but overall, everybody was really good. Especially whoever was playing this Mandrake character. You know, he's very cool and calculated, but, you know, just below the surface, there is this monster. And he shows you this monster on a couple occasions, make no mistake about that. But while you might think he's just a psycho, there's clearly layers to his character. Now, I mentioned in the opening, the story is pretty standard, and this will be about the execution, and that's where this one excels for me. As they start to reveal the motives, you kind of get ahead of yourself thinking, okay, now we kind of figure out what the motives are, I know where this is going. And then they do something you don't expect. It really does keep you guessing all the way to the end. And I had a couple of guesses about where this was going, and I was wrong about both of those. That doesn't happen too often. So I appreciated that they didn't go with the standard ending, especially since they had given us a few different twists and turns along the way. It would kind of be a crime for them to do something standard that they, since they didn't do anything standard throughout. So again, that was greatly appreciated. However, there are some negatives, or maybe I should say just one big negative. Without giving anything away, the actions of the family, once a certain event happens, all fear, all cooperation is gone. I get being scared initially, but no way that continues after this event. If it's me, we're going to have to get down right then and there. I mean, one of us got to go. I mean, we can't continue to operate in the same space, within the same oxygen, after you do what you've just done. With that event happening so early, I don't think they would have continued to cooperate. And you know, that's a major critique. You know, the way they did what they did got my attention and put things in motion, which was cool. Like I said, I didn't expect the way they did it. At the same time, for me, they removed the motivation for the cooperation, and the movie should have been over within like the first 30 minutes. Or again, this might just be one of those things that's just me, but as a parent, I can't wrap my mind around being that cowardly after that event happens. Anyway, again, like I said, that's really the only negative I have. So, I mean, I don't even need to really say my catchphrase. I don't want to beat this one up too much. Did I enjoy it? Yeah, this was a really good movie. This is a very strong recommendation for me. I would put this one right at an 85% on the Rotten scale. Now, I was curious, so I had to go back and look at what the audience thought. Since it was less than 50 scores, I said, you know, let me scan through these. Now, the major critiques from the audience, it was too dark, figuratively and literally, because, you know, coming home at night, it does take time, you know, coming home in the dark, I mean, it does, you know, take place at night, so it is dark, and people complain about it was too dark to see anything. And then they complained that it was too dark, as in the content. And, you know, it's actually really true to its title. The whole coming home part, which I didn't get into, but you'll see when you watch this. The other critique was it was too slow and it never goes anywhere, which that's just lazy. Now, they took you where you needed to go. They took you from point A to point B to C to D, right? Now, it's up to you as the viewer to get what you get. The negative from the audience, it only looks at the surface of the story, and they didn't really dig down and explore any of the deeper things that were being said here. There's a number of different ways you can take what they presented. This isn't a masterpiece or anything like that, but it's a well-acted movie that told a gripping, suspenseful story with a lot of layers to it that left you thinking at the end about the events that you just saw and what might happen next. I mean, that's a win all the way around in my book. I don't know what more you could ask for. And at that sweet spot of 90 minutes, there's no reason not to watch this. I mean, unless you don't like dark movies that just stay dark, figuratively and literally. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Check out my Instagram, Facebook. I post all my posters, links there. And yeah, I'll be back again this weekend. I got another movie locked and loaded that I need to check out. So yeah, if I don't drop that today, it'll probably be tomorrow. And I'm not quite sure what kind of movie it is. Maybe something very different than what I normally do. And what's that, you might ask? Well, you got to come back and check me out. Again, thank you again for support. I appreciate it. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.